昨天朱弟兄特别到这个花叶集把我带来。
Yesterday, Brother Xu Pei especially went to Lafayette to pick me up. I think he must be very tired. We arrived here at 3 a.m. in the morning. It's only on the way that I realized that there was a meeting this morning. So I didn't know what the nature of this meeting was until this morning. It's yours.
你们不要亏待人 快点拿一杯给他
我讲话没有这么大声
这几天我喉咙不好 还有这个手部风湿 所以身体不大好
My throat is not so well and I have some joint pain so my body is not feeling so well this moment
我不记得我上一次来是不是五年前
I don't remember if it was about 5 years ago that I came.
时间过得很快。
It's really very fast. The time has passed.
你们老了5岁, 我也老了5岁。
You have all aged by 5 years, and so have I.
人生没有多少次5岁的。
And there are not that many fives in this in our lives.
求主给我们在主的恩典里面都有长进。
And we pray that the Lord might give us some maturity and growth in the Lord.
上一次来在这个教会, 现在还在这个教会。
And last time we came was this church, and this time again it's the same church.
那你们人数增加了多少?
How many have you increased in your number?
自己到现在还没有盖礼拜。
Have you built your own church?
有没有计划?
Have you had plans?
好好祷告。
Please pray for it.
我们今天同明天晚上的聚会是对基督徒讲的。
And this morning and tomorrow night our message will be to Christians.
我问他说参加的人是哪种人啊?
And I asked the brother here what kind of people are going to come.
他说 70% 是 worker.
He said 70% will be workers.
我看到很好。
I said it's good.
所以你们都是侍奉主的人。
So you are workers and you are serving the Lord.
我问他 how many are served?
And I asked how many are served.
他说大概80个人做礼拜。
It's about 80 people come to church services.
所以这个教会有很多人是参与侍奉的人。
And so there are many people who are serving.
你没有参与侍奉, 你就会批评别人的侍奉。
If you are not serving, then you criticize others who are serving.
一个不做工的人就多讲话。
A person who is not working, they talk a lot.
一个人侍奉了也就感到侍奉不容易。
And those who are serving, they'll realize that serving is not easy.
每一个人侍奉主都有不同的恩赐。
Everyone who's serving has different gifts.
每一种不同的恩赐都有不同的责任同不同的功用。
And each of these gifts has different responsibilities, different functions.
所以有的人像马大一样爱批评玛利亚。
And some will be like Martha and they will criticize Mary.
有的人在侍奉中间感到自己是很困难的。
And some of them are serving, they really feel it's very difficult.
所以我这两天要与大家思想的是侍奉的拦阻。
And so that today I'd like to talk about the hindrances to service.
因为我本来都不知道有这样的聚会吗?
And first I didn't realize there was this kind of meeting.
所以这个聚会不在我计划里面,在主的计划里面。
And so in this meeting, it's not in my plans, but it's in God's plans.
我盼望主对我们说一些话语。
I pray that God will speak to us.
一个基督徒得救了以后就要侍奉。
A Christian, once he's saved, he should serve.
一个不侍奉的基督徒，对他是否得救，可能还成问题。
If it's a Christian doesn't serve, maybe there's a question about his salvation.
一个生命的表现就是生活。
In order to manifest this life, it is our life.
在生命中间没有生活的，这个生命是有问题的。
If there's no life, there will be some problem, of course, with the life that we have. If we don't serve, there'll be no problem. No,
我不知道你怎么样的生命同生活, inward life and outward life.
Okay, inward life, okay.
那这样的,外面的生活把里面的生命彰显出来。
And so the outward life will manifest, manifestation of the inward life.
我们大家来看这个雅歌书第一章。
And let's turn to songs.
Song of Songs. 雅歌书第一章。
Songs, chapter 1.
读第十节。 雅歌书第一章第十节
Songs chapter 1
翻到了我们一同开声来读 雅歌书第一章第十节 愿你吸引我 我们就快跑跟随你 王带我进入内室
一章十节啊
我们必因你欢喜快乐 我们要称颂你的爱情 圣食 称赞美酒 他们爱你 是理所当然的 Draw me near
第一章第十节 Song of Solomon's chapter 1 verse 4 Draw me after you and let us run together The king has brought me into his chambers We will rejoice in you and be glad We will extol your love more than wine Rightly do they love you
我们大家一同来读 1, 2, 3 愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
The king has brought me into his chambers. We will rejoice in you and together.
We will call you love and wine. 圣使称赞美酒，他们爱你是理所当然的。 在这节圣经说， 愿你吸引我。
It says here, we pray that you will attract us.
这个你是谁呀？
And who is this?
愿你吸引我。
Who is this person that will attract us?
这个最伟大的爱来描写，这个你就是主的吸引的。
And this is the attraction of God. This you is God.
愿你吸引我。
That you would attract me, would draw me.
你一吸引我了以后呢？
Once you attract me and draw me,
我们就快跑跟随你。
Then we will run after you.
那到最后一节的时候， 他们爱你是理所当然的。
And then it says here, they will rightly love you.
所以这里有你、我、我们、他们。
So there's you, there's I, and there's the others.
大家来说，你、我、我们、他们，再次，你、我、我们、他们。
You, I, we, and they.
当一个人被主的爱所吸引的时候，
If a person is attracted by God's,
就有许多的人会跟随主了。
So there are many people who run after God.
当一个人得到复兴的时候，
When a person is revived,
就有许多许多的人甘心爱主了。
And so there are many people who will love the Lord willingly.
这些人还要带领另外一群羊到主那里去。
And these people will bring other people, other lambs, other sheep to God.
主的工作是一步一步扩展出去的。
God's work will be expanded step by step.
复兴是从一个人开始的。
And revival starts with one person.
我盼望我们每一个人都成为那个甘愿被复兴的人。
We pray that each one of us will be willing to be that person that will be revived.
如果我问大众说，
If we just talk in general,
我们盼望复兴来到吗？
We pray that revival may come among us.
我相信许多人都从理想里面说，我愿意复兴来到。
And many people think that I would be willing to be revived.
但如果真的复兴来到的时候，
When true revival comes,
我们是不是肯付代价就不一定。
And are we willing to pay a price? Then it's not certain.
有许多人祷告主啊，复兴我们，复兴我们。
A lot of times people will pray that God revive us and revive us.
当复兴来到的，他先跑掉。
But when revival comes, he will run away.
正像以色列人说，弥赛亚来，弥赛亚来。
Like the Jewish people, they prayed for the Messiah to come.
弥赛亚一来，他说，你做什么来？上十字架。
And when the Messiah came, they said, why did you come? Go up to the cross.
所以我们如果真的渴慕主的复兴来到，
And so if we really desire for revival,
没有第二条路，
there's no other way.
让主的爱吸引我们，
that God's love will attract us.
一个人被复兴了以后，
that one person who is revived,
他不是过一个自私的生活，
and they will not live a life that is selfish.
他已经要叫众人与他一同蒙受主的恩典。
And so all the people will be able to receive the blessings of God.
我们侍奉主的道路是一条漫长的道路。
When we serve the Lord, it is a very long way.
在这条漫长的道路中间呢， 并不是呢， 要跑得快。
In this road, it is not that we are to run fast.
我们要跑得稳。
And we are to run steadily.
不需要跑得太急。
We don't have to be too tense.
但是我们要跑得完。
But we have to run it to the end.
能够跑得稳。
We have to have a steady run.
能够跑得完。
And to have a run that will complete itself.
这是不容易的事情。
This is not easy.
但是感谢上帝。
But we pray, thank the Lord.
那一位为我们信心创始成终的主。
But the God who started and completed us.
他照着他有始有终， 动善功， 成全善功的应许。
He has a beginning and he has an end, and he will begin and complete this work.
他要加力量给我们。
He will add strength to us.
使我们力上加力。
And so he adds strength to us so that our strength may be increased.
直到西安朝见上帝。
And so when we go up there, we will see the God in Zion.
使我们荣上加荣。
And we will have glory upon glory.
直到表彰他的形象。
Until we manifest his glory and total appearance.
我们的主能做这个工作。
Our God can indeed do that.
我们就不应当拦阻他在我们身上做工。
And so we should not hinder his work in our lives.
我刚才说，一个人得救了以后，他一定要有侍奉。
And we just mentioned that a person who is saved, he should serve.
无论他的侍奉是看得见的，是看不见。
No matter whether his work is obvious or not obvious.
无论他的侍奉是轰轰烈烈的，或者是隐藏的。
Or whether his work is dramatic or whether it is hidden.
每一个基督徒都应当侍奉。
Every Christian should serve.
在身体里面呢，实在是没有一个没有功用的肢体。
In our body, there's not a part of us that is functionless.
如果有个肢体被发现是没有功用了，
If there is one part of us that is considered to be functionless,
这个肢体呢就可以被割除去，
And this part can be discarded.
照样在教会里面没有一个没有用的基督徒。
Similarly, in a church, there is no Christian who is of no value.
每一个基督徒都应当侍奉上帝。
Every Christian should serve the Lord.
因为主把我们不是拯救了成为独立的个体，
And when God saved us, we are not an independent person.
把我们拯救了死, 我们归入教会。
Because when he saved us into the church.
有一些基督徒很注重他个人与神之间的关系, 这个没有错。
And there are many Christians who value the relationship, personal relationship between God with him, and that's correct.
耶稣基督在地上建立教会,
but God created Jesus Christ placed the church in
the world. 就是一个复委肢体的一个基督教的基督徒的见证。
And this is the body of the church of Christ, and this is a testimony of Christ.
所以我们个人与神之间的关系是很重要的。
And so our personal relationship with God is important.
但我们不能过一个属灵的生活而与教会没有发生关系。
But we cannot live a spiritual life without the relationship of the church.
因为我们是复委肢体的。
Because we are the members of the body.
我们彼此照顾。
And we are encouraging and looking after
each other. 那个关联
and this concept,
同责任感
and this responsibility,
重到一个地步的时候
how heavy it is,
保罗说, 有哪一个弟兄软弱, 我不软弱呢?
And if there's a Paul says if someone is weaker I feel weak too.
所以别人的痛苦成为我们的痛苦,
another person's sadness becomes our sadness.
别人的重担成为我们的重担,
his heavy burden becomes my burden.
这样整个身体就连于元首基督 进个体的功用来彼此建立了。
So all parts of the body will then have Jesus Christ as a head and they will function in an appropriate way.
那我们现在侍奉主了。
And so we have to serve the Lord.
当我们侍奉主的时候呢,
when we serve the Lord,
我们发现了这个侍奉呢,是有很多的困难。
And there are many difficulties we will find.
但是这些困难从哪里来的呢?
And where do these difficulties come from?
第一个最大的拦阻呢, 不是从外面来的。
The greatest hindrance is not from outside.
第一个最大的拦阻就从我们自己来的。
The greatest hindrance is from within us.
所以我们自己是我们自己侍奉的仇敌。
And so we are our own enemies to our own service.
美国一个著名的这个哲学家 Will Durant 讲一句话语。
was an American famous philosopher of this name.
他在这个20年代都写那本 Story of Philosophy 成为最畅销的书之一。
He wrote about the story of philosophy and this was a very popular book.
在历史上没有一本哲学书是畅销书的。
There's not been a popular work of philosophy in history.
变成 bestseller. 只有那一本。
Only this one.
里面有一句话这样说。
And one of the sentences was,
一个民族的瓦解绝对不是外面的侵略有可能做到的事情。
And a nation, when it deteriorates, is not because of an external influence.
那是从里面挖掘起来的。
And this is the problem from within.
我们把这个真理用在我们每一个人身上。
Using this truth to apply to our own lives.
你发现我们每一个人的失败是自己要担负责任的。
Each one's defeat, we are to be responsible for it.
我们的侍奉是因为我们里面我们自己成为侍奉的拦阻。
If we are to serve, the hindrance to service is our own hindrance.
一个人能够得胜他自己，他就无所不胜。
A person who can be able to overcome himself, he will be able to overcome others.
一个人能够克服他自己，他就无所不克。
If a person is able to overcome then himself, then he will overcome everything.
所以一个聪明的人不是怪责别人的人。
A person who is a bright, he does not criticize other people.
一个真有智慧的人是对自我有严格的要求, 对自己里面的仇敌有严格的自负的那个人。
He's a high demand, he criticizes himself, and he looks, seriously considers himself.
在我们个人里面什么东西使我们的侍奉受拦阻呢?
And what is it within us that is our hindrance?
第一样, 就是我们这个软弱的肉身呢, 常常拦阻我们侍奉上帝。
And this is our body, our flesh.
我的右手很痛, 所以我用左手写字。
My right hand is in pain, so I'm writing with my left hand.
这我们的身体呢, 常常会拦阻我们侍奉上帝。
Our body can often, our flesh can interfere with our service.
我不是说你要轻看你的肉身。
I'm not saying that you are to despise your flesh.
把肉身同灵分开来, 那不是基督教的教训, 那是错误的教训, 放在基督教的道理上。
To separate the body from the spiritual part is incorrect. This is an incorrect assumption that has been come into Christianity.
在希腊的二元论里面,
and this is from a Greek source.
他们有这样的分开,
they separate these clearly.
到了第二世纪初的时候,
and in the second century, in the first part,
有一种思想叫做 Gnosticism.
There was Gnosticism.
他就认为肉体是邪恶的,
and they feel that the body and the flesh are evil.
肉体是犯罪的,
and so the body and flesh commit the sin.
灵是不会犯罪的,
and the spirit should not commit the sin.
所以这种怎么样从肉体释放灵出来的思想就变成一种错误的基督教的思想。
And so they feel that they should release that spirit out, and so this becomes a misconception in Christianity.
中国教会到今天还有一些这样的思想。
And even in Chinese churches, there still is this kind of misconception.
第一世纪结束的时候,
and in the end of the second
the first century.
Before Gnosticism had pervaded Christianity,
有一些的使徒已经发现这个事情的严重性,
and there were some Christians who already noticed the severity of this problem.
所以他们就强调, 肉身同物质的本身是不是罪恶的。
And so they try to emphasize that these two are really not separable.
就身体同物质本身不是没有罪恶的。
The body and the material are really not separate.
因为 Gnosticism 认为呢, 物质万恶灵至善。
And because Gnosticism believes that materials are all evil, and so the spirit is not.
因为在物质界里面有不完全的现象。
Because in the material world, you can see that there are imperfections.
所以灵是至善的。
And that the spirit is perfect.
那么物质是万恶的。
And so therefore material is the of all evil.
那么这个理论推想下去呢, 他们就不承认耶稣是道成肉身的。
And so when they extended this argument, then they said that Jesus Christ is not to come in the flesh.
因为有肉身的就是有罪的。
Because with flesh, there must be sin.
耶稣来做了一个有肉身的人, 他变成有罪的。
And so when Jesus came and became a person with flesh and body, this person would be sinful.
使徒信经的第一句话就否定这个 Gnosticism 错误的思想。
And so the apostle's first sentence was to refute the Gnosticism.
这句话怎么样讲呢?
What did it say?
我信上帝全能的父, 创造天地的主宰, 所以物质是神造的, 你不能说他是污秽的。
And so I believe in God, the creator of all the universe and all the land.
那么,
so that includes all the material things.
约翰在年老的时候,
and so when John was old,
看到这种错误的教训已经更厉害了,
and when he saw that all this misteaching has already been extensive,
凡是灵否认基督是成了肉身来的, 都是那个邪灵, 都是谬误的灵。
Those who deny the, that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, these are come from evil.
We
should not consider our body dead. Our body possibly is broken. Because that's not
神没有这样的旨意,
that's not what God has decided.
神最后呢, 要借助基督救恩的成全到一个地步, 把我们肉身救赎到完全的地步。
And because God wants to accomplish finally in us that our whole body will be saved.
所以肉体的 redemption of our flesh, 这个肉身的救赎是到耶稣基督再来成就的。
So the redemption of the flesh is the time when Jesus comes again.
好, 那么这个我们的肉身怎么样会成为拦阻呢?
And so how will our body and our flesh become our hindrance?
我不是说我们的肉身是邪恶的。
I'm not saying that our flesh is evil.
我们的肉身呢有价值的。
There is a value in our flesh and body.
耶稣基督到世界上来说, 上帝啊你曾为我预备了身体。
God, Jesus, when he came to this earth, said that, God, you have provided a body for me.
这一节给我很深的思想。
And this is a very deep thought for me.
如果耶稣基督没有一个人的身体, 他就不能上十字架。
If Jesus did not have the body of a person, then he could not go up the cross.
如果今天呢, 唐崇荣来, 但是身体没有来, 只有灵来。
If Stephen Tong were to come here in the spirit, but not in the flesh and body.
我身体不来, 我的灵来。
And just coming in my, my spirit without my body.
我一来, 你就去。
If I come,
对不对?
To believe,
所以我在肉身中间活着,
because my body is living,
我在肉身中间侍奉主,
my body is serving the Lord,
这是人与天使不同的地方,
and so man is different from angels.
天使直接在灵的状态中间犯罪, 所以没有救恩。
And because these angels, they committed a sin when they were in the spiritual state, and so there was no salvation for them.
我们在肉身中间犯罪, 在肉身中解决了罪的问题, 我们可以不必把罪带到永恒去, 我们可以得救。
We have the body and flesh, and we sinned in that, but then we are able to be saved, and we can be restored.
你看见了没有呢?
Can you see that?
那么这个肉身怎么成为拦阻呢?
And so how will this body be our hindrance?
当我们肉体还没有被得赎以前,
before our bodies are redeemed,
我们有许多人为的软弱,
there are many man-made weaknesses.
所以保罗说, 主耶稣在克西马尼园对三个门徒说, 你们心灵愿意肉体软弱了。
And so when Jesus talked to these three disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, even though your spirit is willing, your flesh is weak.
当然我们的平衡是我们的灵性同身体好好顺服主。
But both our body and our spirit should be submissive to God.
否则呢,
otherwise, our life will not be balanced.
你们心灵愿意肉身软弱了。
Even our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
许多时候我们心里愿意很愿意侍奉主。
A lot of times our spirit is indeed willing to serve the Lord.
但是我们这个身体很懒惰。
But our body is very lazy.
我们说这个身体呢很疲倦。
We're very tired.
所以祷告会的主啊, 我愿意去, 但是他不愿意去。
So when I go to a prayer meeting, I say, I am willing to go, but this won't go.
不知道你有没有这样的经验呢?
Do you have this experience?
你举起两条腿如同千斤重担一样,不过因为做了这事怎么可以不去呢?
Because although I want to go to a prayer meeting, but I feel so tired that tons of on my feet. But I'm a deacon, how can I not go?
所以到了教会平安,平安其实不大平安。
So when he comes to church, there's a peace and peace, but indeed there's no peace.
你的里面甘愿。
Because he is willing inside,
但肉身不大甘愿。
But this flesh and body is not really very willing.
我们的肉身有时贪享受。
And this flesh and body, we like to enjoy ourselves.
我们肉身爱舒服。
We like to have comfort.
我们的肉身不爱被施加。
We don't want to bear that cross.
我们的肉身爱分界线。
We like to divide.
分界线。
We like to have certain limits and divisions.
Yeah, division. You like the divisions. 那因为我们肉身里面才有界线。
Because in our body we have these divisions.
如果把这个曾弟兄的灵抓出来。
If we grab Brother Zhen's spirit,
把胡弟兄的灵、朱弟兄的灵抓出来, 我们很难分别他形状怎么样。
And we bring out the spirit of Brother Shi Pei and Brother Ho, it's very difficult to distinguish between them.
在肉身之中就, 这个看样子比较有学问, 那个看样子比较普通, 那个大概笨冬瓜。
And so when you look at a person's exterior appearance, you say, well, this person is bright or not so bright or maybe stupid.
是我们的肉身中间很爱分界线。
And so in our physical body, we like to divide up.
在肉身中间按外貌来待人。
And in the flesh and body, we use these external appearances in order to have our attitudes towards people.
在肉身中间我们常常不甘心做主的工作。
And in our flesh and body, we are not often willing to serve the Lord.
我们有时候有我们肉体的爱好。
And we have our own desires and things that we like in our flesh.
我们肉体的厌倦,
we have things that we don't like and despise.
妨碍了主的工作,
and that obstructs and hinders God's work.
这是第一个拦阻,
and this is the first hindrance.
第二个拦阻是什么呢?
And what's the second hindrance?
我们侍奉主以后呢,慢慢就以过去的印象来捆绑现在和将来。
And so we take what is our impressions of the past, and that will influence our future.
什么叫过去的印象来影响呢?
What does it mean to have previous impressions?
我们侍奉的时候,
as we're serving,
常常有过去的思想来左右现在的这个感受。
There are previous impressions that are now affecting our present thinking.
保罗说,
Paul said,
我要忘记背后努力什么？努力面前。
Paul said, forgetting what lies behind, but straining forward.
我要忘记背后努力面前。
Forgetting what lies behind, but straining forward.
这个忘记背后是很困难的事情。
To forget the past is very difficult.
有的人侍奉主的时候,
some people, as they serve the Lord,
本来是很喜乐的,
sometimes they're very, very happy at first.
当想起过去的事情的时候,
but as they think about the things of the past,
现在的感受就不一样,
and their feeling is different.
有的人过去呢,是生活非常富裕的人,
and some people in the past have been very, very rich.
决定侍奉主了以后呢,感到很贫乏,
and then after they serve the Lord, they feel rather poor.
许多的限制,
there are many limitations.
所以呢,他想到过去,我如果不侍奉多么好, 所以人在旷野,心在埃及。
And so they feel, oh, if I hadn't served, that'd be so good. Although my heart is now in the wilderness, my heart, my body is still, my thoughts are still in Egypt.
以色列人就是这样,
and just like the
Egyptians, 他们想起在埃及呢,坐在锅的旁边。
And the Israelites, they think about their life that they led in Egypt.
大块肉吃。
And all the meat that they could eat.
现在要清早七早八早爬起来看看玛拿掉在什么地方。
And then, now early in the morning, you have to wipe their faces and go look for that manna where it is.
所以过去的印象常常会影响我们现在的侍奉。
So the past impressions and thoughts will influence what we're currently doing.
有一些教会呢,他们请传道人的时候,就只请那些灵性好的,不管他身体好不好。
Sometimes the people who want to employ to engage pastors in the church, they are not considerate about what their past body is like. He said, oh, we want a spiritually good pastor.
只要他灵来,身体不必来也不要紧。
So even if the spirit comes, that will be sufficient, not his body.
如果他身体来,最好带一个不必吃饭的身体来。
If he brings his body, it's best that he brings a body that doesn't eat rice.
那么很许多教会的弟兄姊妹,这是长得很会替上帝节省钱。
And so many members of the church and deacons and elders, they can save money for the Lord.
有一个人问我,我们这样节省钱为什么不对呢?
And they say,
we
save money for the Lord, isn't that right? The preachers should suffer.
唐弟兄,你的看法如何?
And Brother Tang, what is your thought?
我说我的看法和你们不一样。
My thoughts are different from yours.
你不喜欢我明天就走了。
If you don't like it, I am leaving anyway tomorrow.
他说,你看法怎么样不一样?
And how is your thought different?
我说,一个人呢,替上帝节省钱功劳更大呢?
If you're saving money for the Lord, what is the greater problem than, or is that the greater problem is to steal money from God? To save money for the Lord, and to steal money from the Lord,
哪一个功劳大,
what is the greater value?
哪一个大?
What is greater?
哪一个大?
Which is greater?
你们怎么不敢答呢? 你两个都有份吧?
Maybe a part of both of these.
替上帝节省钱, 就是教会有多少就好好用。
Saving money for the Lord, that is using the money wisely.
整个教会只有奉献一个月150块, 就给传道人40块好, 因为我们要为主工作忠心的管家嘛。
If there's only $150 coming into the church, and we say, only give $40 to the pastor because we're really saving, we're stewards of God's money.
那请问你家里用多少钱?
And why don't you ask yourself, how much money do you use?
你们一家一个月用多少钱?
How much money do you use in our home?
你如果知道要用这么多钱,
if you know that you need that my money,
那么传道人也活在世界上,
and this pastor is also, preacher is also living in this earth.
传道人是不是因为他是传道人, 买猪肉不必钱的?
Is it because he's a pastor that when he buys his pork it doesn't cost anything?
应当奉献的不交出来, 然后替上帝节省钱, 这是忠心的管家吗?
And the money that we should be donating but we don't give it out, is this a good steward of the Lord?
我有一个同学,
I have a friend, a classmate,
一个很有钱的人,
a very wealthy person,
奉献做传道,
he dedicated himself to be a preacher.
后来过了几年, 我看他闷闷不乐,
and after a few years, I found that he was rather miserable.
我说你为什么?
I said, why?
他说这些这事如果回去看我的家是怎么样的生活,
if the deacons could see the life that I live in my home, then they would not treat me like that.
我是为主做的,
I am doing this for the Lord.
但他连基本的生活都没有给我,
and but even my basic living he has not given me.
我的心实在很难过,
and my heart indeed is very sad.
有一个传道人在 Los Angeles.
There's a preacher in Los Angeles.
他们这四门问他说, 我们给你的薪水够不够啊?
And the deacons come and ask him, the money that we give you, is that enough?
他说神给我够, 你们给我够不够, 你自己想。
What God has given to me is sufficient, but what you have given to me, you have to think yourself.
他说你想应该怎么样调整呢?
How do you correct this?
这传道很难说了。
And then how would the teacher say?
这个传道人说我拿了博士。
The preacher said, well, I have a doctorate.
你们很多这事还不是博士。
And many of you deacons are not doctors.
这样好了, 我们平均, 你们收入多少, 平均的给我就可以了。
Why don't you just sort of average your expenses, your income, and give to me?
这个很公道嘛。
This seems very fair.
你在美国受教育, 他也受教育。
You have been educated here, and I've been educated here too.
你拿四四他拿博士,
you have a master's, and has a doctorate.
那么你们平均的时候, 一平均才发现, 他们给他的是他们这四门的收入的平均的五分之一。
And so when they average this amount and then calculate it, it turns out to be about one-fifth of their average salary.
然后我们说, 我们教会没有传道人啊。
And some people say, oh, our church, we don't 主啊, have a...
兴起传道人吧。
We have a preacher. Oh, God, send us a preacher.
我告诉你, 我们如果没有好好 照顾好好关怀神的仆人, 恐怕呢下一代没有人要做传道。
And so if we are not careful and we don't really take care of the preachers, then maybe the next generation there will be no preachers.
保罗说那些在你们中间劳苦的你们应当加倍敬重他, 不能不包括生活的需要, 含这个照顾。
Paul says, for those who are serving you, then those people, you cannot disregard them, but you have to take care of their living.
有一些时候呢是过去的生活太差了。
And maybe sometimes you think that, well, the past life is too bad.
过去罪太多了,
we have too many sins in the past.
现在侍奉主还常常想, 我过去犯那种罪, 怎么能侍奉主?
And now as we're serving the Lord, we think back about the sins that we committed before and say, how can we still serve the Lord with all those past sins?
所以侍奉主的时候不是 without, with.
Negative. And so I think about all my past sins and all the sins that I had. And so I have a sense of inferiority. And I feel that, well, I really can't serve the Lord. And this kind of person, I can't serve the Lord.
我告诉你我讲道已经23年了。
I tell you that I've been preaching for 23 years already.
我17岁开始讲道, 现在40岁。
And 17 years of age, I started preaching, and now I'm 40.
这20多年，我看了很多的传道人讲神的道呢，不够那个心理上很勇敢的力量。
I've seen many preachers that don't have the courage to speak out.
为什么呢?
Why?
他要讲一句重要的话的时候，怕得罪人吞下去。
And they go, I want to say something very important, but they don't dare say it because they're.
所以呢，就站在台上吞吞吐吐吞了几十年。
And so they stand on the preaching pulpit and they are swallowing and trying to spit it out, but they can't.
这有很多的因素在里面.
And there are many, many reasons for that.
我今天不一样一样谈了.
I can't detail all out.
但我在主面前奉献的时候,
but as I dedicate myself to sacrifice,
有一个老传道人对我说,
there's an old preacher who told me,
他说从容, 不讲道就不讲, 要讲就勇敢讲.
He says, if you don't preach, don't preach, but if you preach, preach it.
要给人一个正确的答案.
You have to give the correct answer.
给教会一个很肯定的这个答案同这个方向.
And you have to give the church a correct answer in the right direction.
使人走应当走的道路.
So that people may go the right way.
你要求权柄.
You have power.
不是在教会组织里面手中有什么权柄.
Not that the power within the organization of the church.
还是当你为神说话的时候，神的全能. 印证你所见证的道.
Because as you're preaching, God's power will verify the authority.
从我很年轻的时候，我跪在神面前求主给我这个全能.
And as I was very young, I kneeled down and I prayed to God that He would give me this power.
保罗侍奉主以前,
when Paul, before he served the Lord,
他也以为他是侍奉主.
He thought that he was serving the Lord.
他以后的侍奉,
in his service later,
是高级十字架的侍奉.
There was an elevation of the cross.
以前的侍奉,
the service in the past.
乃是把十字架强加在别人身上的侍奉.
And this was forcing the cross on other people.
保罗悔改以后的侍奉,
Paul's service later.
是甘愿受逼迫的侍奉.
Was a willingness to be suffering.
他以前的侍奉,
his service before.
乃是逼迫基督徒的侍奉.
It was persecuting other Christians.
所以他犯的罪是大得不得了.
The sins that he had committed are really great.
甚至说我是亵渎过神的人.
Is I have indeed, I've defiled God.
像这样的人呢, 魔鬼是不是可以常常控告他呢?
Isn't this kind of person that Satan will often accuse him?
启示录告诉我们, Satan 是昼夜控告我们弟兄的那一位.
Revelation tells us that Satan, day and night, he accuses us in the presence of God.
当保罗想到这些事的时候,
when Paul thought about his own things,
他应该自卑感吗?
He should have a sense of inferiority. He should feel that he is accused by his sin.
但是他怎么讲呢?
But what did he say?
然而我蒙了怜悯.
And yet I have been redeemed, I have been given grace.
这个然而我蒙了怜悯.
And yet I have been given grace.
就是说过去的不要再捆绑我.
Because my past will not no longer bind me.
过去的不要再拦阻我.
The past will not hinder me anymore.
我的罪不应当再控告我.
My sins should no longer accuse me.
因为我已经蒙了怜悯.
Because I already have been offered grace.
耶稣的宝血已经洗净我了.
And Jesus Christ, His precious blood has already
washed me. 我今天成为何等样的人，都是因为上帝的恩典才成的.
Today, what kind of person I am is only because of the grace of God.
所以我只能勇敢为主工作.
And so I can only bravely serve the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我不知道有什么过去的事情拦阻你侍奉主没有呢?
I do not know of any past hindrances that are hindering you from serving the Lord.
现在侍奉主,
now that you're serving,
里面有一些痕迹,
and there's something in you,
黑暗的记录,
and there's a black record,
良心的控告,
the conscience is accusing you,
罪恶的捆绑,
and the sin is binding you,
邪恶的印象,
and all the evil is influencing you.
今天求主的宝血洗净我们,
that God's precious blood might then wash away,
使我们过一个这个蒙主喜悦的生活,
so that we might have a life that is pleasing in the eyes of God,
勇敢来侍奉上帝,
and serving Him bravely and courageously.
有一个传道人犯了奸淫,
and there was a preacher who committed adultery.
大家讲他讲到这个百无一失,
and all the people was criticizing him.
我说如果有一个执事犯奸淫，你也这样讲吗？
If there's a deacon who does that, would you say that?
他说我们就比较不讲了。
And as the deacon, we will not say it so much.
传道的就比较, 因为他要做传道吗？
He's a preacher, so he's going to be a preacher, so we have to.
谁叫他做传道呢？
Who has asked him to be a preacher?
我说他做传道薪水特别大，地位特别高， 所以呢最后呢就给你骂得特别厉害，是不是？
Is it because I asked him, is it because he is going to be a preacher, he's a high status, high salary, and so you're criticizing him more?
他们说 也不是这样讲啦，
so, not like that.
不过他传道人嘛， 平常他骂我们， 现在他犯错， 我们骂他是应该的。
He's a preacher. Normally he criticizes us, now we criticize him. That's
那么呢,
right.
那么他们的执事呢， 就请我去参加他执事会议了。
And so the deacons invited me to go to their meeting.
他们说我们呢， 要把他的罪呢写 几千封信， 向全世界我们认识的教会 去发出去， 告诉他们这个传道人这样讲， 你们不可以再请他讲道。
And so they had a meeting, and they said, well, we're going to write lots of letters to all over the world, and to people, so that nobody will invite him to be a preacher.
唐弟兄你赞成吗？
And Brother Tong, do you agree?
我说我还没有赞成以前， 我先问你们一句话。
And I said, before I agree, let me ask you a question.
他说你要问什么？
What are you going to ask?
我说你们为了传福音写过几千封信？
In order to preach the gospel, how many thousands of letters have you written?
有没有？
Have you?
他们说, 哎呀, 没有。
You know? You're spreading this even more enthusiastically than you spread the gospel. I won't say whether I'm agreeable or not agreeable. Why don't you think about it yourself? Do you agree that you are more enthusiastic about this, spreading this, than the gospel? And one day I met the preacher. And so I talked to him.
他说神大概不能再用我了.
I said, maybe God can't use me anymore.
我说可能.
I said, maybe.
可能不用.
Maybe.
也可能再用.
And yet he may.
他说可能到底你在讲什么?
He said, maybe, maybe, what do you mean?
我说神有主权.
I said, God is sovereignty.
我们就是没有犯罪, 神要不要用也是他的主权, 何况我们现在建的堕落.
And with or without sin, God has decided whether he can use us or not, and even now.
但是我告诉你, 我盼望神用你.
But I tell you that I pray that God will use you.
他说怎么可能呢?
I say, how can?
我说大卫最好的诗篇是他犯了罪以后写出来的。
And the Paul, David's best psalms were written after he committed sin.
他得到一点安慰。
And then he was consoled.
但是他说我现在呢, 如果想某某人大概知道我的事情，一看他的脸，我就怕得不得了。
And if I see someone and I know that he, I think that he might know about my thing, then I'm very fearful.
我说你怕人的脸孔，不如怕神的愤怒。
If you are afraid of people's face, why don't you be afraid of God?
你怕神的愤怒，不如怕罪的可怕。
If you are afraid of God, then be afraid of the ferocity of sin.
你发现这个层次不一样。
And so you see that it's kind of different in degrees.
今天有许多人不认为他犯罪，等到刑罚快要来到才知道他犯罪。
A lot of people that are committing sin, they don't know that, and they don't realize it.
还有许多人犯罪不等于犯罪，等到给人知道了，他说是了，你们既然知道了，是我犯罪了。
And so some people that are committing sin, they say, well, wait till people discover, then they say, well, yes, I do.
惧怕刑罚，那个痛苦没有价值。
And to be afraid of the penalty, that is not nothing.
惧怕神的这个愤怒比较有价值。
If you're afraid of God's wrath, then that is more valuable.
惧怕神的愤怒还没有多大价值。
And even that is not of great value.
惧怕我们的生活叫圣灵担忧，那就很有价值了。
But to be worried that our lives may let the spirit be saddened, that is of most value.
他说唐弟兄，我现在很敏感。
And the person said to me, well, I am very sensitive now.
这个过去的东西常常捆绑我。
My past is always binding me.
我说敏感是好的，不过时间错了。
I said, sensitivity is good, but the timing is wrong.
你应当在犯罪以前敏感，不要犯罪以后才敏感。
You should have been more sensitive before committing the sin than now.
我说可能神不再用你像过去的方式。
Maybe God will not use you in the same way as he has used you in the past.
也许用你在这个别人不知道的地方。
Or maybe you'll be used in a place that people don't know.
或者用你在文字的工作上。
Or maybe use you in literature work.
颜色的味很难叫它再现。 颜色的味, the salt.
Oh, the salt that has lost its flavor, it's very difficult.
虽然如此,
but a person who has truly repented, God will not leave you.
我们要起来,
we have to get up.
我们侍奉中间有什么拦阻?
And in our service, we have any hindrance?
都是我们里面不顺服神而产生出来的。
It is because we're not submissive to God that it has come out.
我们侍奉中间有什么拦阻?
Whatever in our service is a hindrance,
我们真心悔改, 求主怜悯我们。
As we are truly repented, God will have mercy on us.
我既然蒙了恩典,
as we have given grace,
蒙了怜悯,
and given redemption,
我们就应当刚强壮胆起来,
and then we should be courageous.
这是第二样。
So this is number two.
第三样。
Then the three.
什么东西拦阻我们侍奉主呢?
What is it that hinders us from serving the Lord?
胆怯的心拦阻我们侍奉主。
A timid heart will hinder us from serving the Lord.
胆怯的心使我们拦阻我们侍奉主。
A timid heart will hinder us from serving the Lord.
神的儿女应当个个都是英勇、强壮、刚强壮胆的人。
Every Christian should be a brave hero, a brave Christian.
狮子不会生老鼠出来的。
A lion will not give birth to mice.
就老鼠虽然眼光锐利, 这个举动灵活。
Mouse, although his eyes are very bright and he's very agile.
有的人你说, 哇, 这眼睛很亮, 像猫眼, 其实呢, 老鼠眼睛更厉害。
Some people say, oh, this person is very bright because his eyes are very bright, but actually the mice, their eyes are even brighter.
老鼠的头从沟里面出来的时候看东看西，一下子看清楚了。
And a mouse who comes out of his hole and he will just look around and he will very clearly discern what's happening.
举动灵活得不得了。
And he is very agile.
但是到底他的灵活都是为小胆做服务的。
But all his agility is simply because of his timidity.
他们 良心告诉他，他活在地面上是没有主权的。
His conscience will tell him that he has no prerogatives on this earth.
所以什么声音来，他就躲进去了。
Any low sound, and he is to run away.
基督徒怎么可以做老鼠呢？
How can Christians be like mice?
我告诉你，但以利呢，在狮子洞里面，狮子不敢吃他。
When Daniel was in the lion's den, the lions could not eat him.
为什么呢？因为他的脸就像狮子，狮子说我们一样的，不必吃你。
Because his face was like a lion. So the lion said, well, he's just looking like a lion, so we can't, he's just one of us, we can't eat him.
每一个神的儿女。
And so each one of us is God's child.
我们上帝的儿子。
We are God's child.
我们不能做畏缩的人。
We cannot be a person who is just so timid and reserved.
英国的 Prince Charles.
We just look at the Prince Charles of England.
他到处去以王子的身份出现。
He is now a prince. He walks around like a crown prince.
他不过是一个会死的女王的孩子。会死的嘛，他的母亲会死。
会死。He is only the son of a mother who can die.
A son of the mortal queen, 对不对呢？我们是 sons of the immortal God.
Because we are sons of the immortal God.
所以我们应当记得我们的身份是谁。
We must remember what our status is.
刚强，壮胆。
He's courageous.
就神的儿女有这个本性的。
Children of God, they should have this nature.
保罗对提摩太说，你要刚强起来。
Paul said to Timothy, you are to be courageous.
这个传道人对传道人这样讲。
Preacher talking to a preacher.
侍奉的人对侍奉的人这样讲。
Person who is serving, he speaks to this person, another person who is serving.
你不要胆怯。
You should not be timid.
因为上帝给我们的不是胆怯的心。
Because what God gives to us is not a heart of timidity.
一个胆怯的人比较容易心脏病。
A person who is timid may have a heart attack more easily.
因为他已经有心脏病的种子在里面。
Because he already has a seed of a heart attack within him.
上帝给人的是什么心呢？
What kind of a heart does God give us?
刚强的心。
It's a strong heart.
你说好了，我很刚强了。
He says, I'm very strong.
刚强，刚强，
就 very strong.
就横冲直撞了。
And so this seems like he's strong.
我到处害人的刚强。
And then I'll go around and I'll really be an evil influence on other people.
不对。上帝给人是刚强加上仁爱。
But Paul says, no, it's not a strong strength by itself, but strength in the heart and compassion.
加上谨守。
And to be careful.
你看呢，这个三个连在一起多么好。
And so all three together is so good.
刚强，仁爱，谨守。大家说。
仁爱，谨守。
现在把刚强两个字讲的刚强一点好不好？仁爱讲的仁爱一点好不好？谨守讲的谨守。一二三，刚强，
仁爱，
谨守。你笑什么？再讲一次。一二三，刚强，仁爱，谨守。什么叫做刚强仁爱谨守呢？
What does it mean to be courageous, to be compassionate, and to be steadfast?
这三个呢不能分开一个。
Because these three things cannot be separated.
一个为主做见证的人。
Because a person who is serving as a witness for God.
侍奉主的人。
A person who is serving the Lord.
如果有刚强，没有其他两种啊。
If he's just strong, he doesn't have the other two.
他在教会里面专喊人家吵架。
And he will just be always argument.
权柄一抓到时候，专门开除别人。
And when he has a power, he will then fire other people.
难道他说我是刚强的人吗？
Because I am a strong person, he says.
那不是刚强，刚逼。
He is not a strong person, but a stiff-necked person.
那不是刚强。
And that's not strong.
如果一个人有仁爱而没有刚强呢？
A person who is compassionate,
他就柔柔软软没有立场了。
He will just be sort of wobbly.
什么都可以的。
Anything will do.
那么如果一个人有刚强。这个有仁爱，没有这两个，只有谨守的话。
And if a person has both strength and compassion, but he doesn't have steadfastness,
他就裹足不前，以所有的为满足，不能发展圣功。
But he cannot extend himself because he is not willing to go ahead.
刚强
，and a person is strong,
仁爱
，compassionate,
谨守
，steadfastness.
像你们汽车上有 gas,
just like gas in your car,
有 brake,
there's a brake,
还有 clutch,
and then there's a clutch,
对不对呢？如果没有 clutch,
if there's no clutch,
只有 gas.
Just the gas.
你比较快 ，go to hell.
You go to hell more quickly.
如果你只有这个 clutch， 没有这个 brake.
But if you have a clutch and you don't have the brake，
也没有用
，and no use.
所以三个都要。
Three of them are necessary.
好，现在我把这个三个连在一起讲了。
And now let's talk about them all three together.
刚强没有仁爱。
If a person is strong and he doesn't have compassion，
这个叫做野蛮。
This is a person who is wild.
大家说一二三，刚强没有仁爱。叫做野蛮，野蛮人都很刚强，真的。
Wild people are always very strong.
仁爱没有谨守啊。
If a person is compassionate without the steadfastness,
这个叫做泛滥。Flood.
Oh, it's a flood.
所以呢，刚强而无人爱。
A person who is strong without compassion，
就是这个野蛮。
And this is a wild person。
那仁爱没有谨守，就变成泛滥。
And a person who is compassionate without steadfastness is like
什么都讲爱心。
So everything is compassion.
爱心，什么都讲爱心。
Everything he talks about love and compassion.
你对你的太太说，我爱你，爱到什么人同你发生关系都不要紧。
As I love you, I love you. I don't care with you. Go with other people.
这神经病的爱。
This is a crazy love.
这泛滥的爱。
This is love without a kind of love without limits, without control.
就是违背真理的。
This is a love that is against truth.
在神子义里面的刚强的。
And we need to be strong.
是有立场。
We have a principle.
有恩慈。
We have
grace.
Grace.
有真实。
We have truth.
有谨守的。
We have to be steadfast.
这样，当我们硬的时候，我们知道怎么样爱与人相待。
So when we're strong, we know how to love one another.
我们当我们用爱心的时候，知道怎么样约束。
And when we have love for other people, we know how to have control.
使这个爱没有超脱真理的范围。
And so love will not exceed the limits of truth.
否则的话，我们会变成固执的人，或者变成妥协的人。
Well, compromise the truth.
有一个做丈夫的
，There's a husband.
开了执事会议回家的时候
，And he had a deacon's meeting and went home.
这个太太很急，哎，今天开会讲什么？讲什么
？And so his wife says was very anxious. What did he talk about today at the meeting?
有一些太太不能做头就做颈项。
But some wives cannot be on the head, but they will be neck.
所以他们丈夫在教会做什么，都是她在后面替他驾驶的，就叫 back seat driver.
And so whatever her husband does, she is a back seat driver at home.
那么这个太太回去就问她丈夫了，哎，今天开会讲什么？
And so this wife, he asked her husband when he came back, what did they say?
这个丈夫说，这个教会分成两派。
And so the deacon said, well, the church has two parties,
two blocks, 这 A 派呢反对 B 派。
And the A party is against the B party.
B 派也反对 A 派。
And B party is against the A party.
我听来听去，他们说你赞成哪一派？我说我赞成 A 派。后来我跟 B 派骂得半死。
And so he said, "Well, which party were you?" So I said, "I was on the A side, and then I had a great fight with the B side."
我起先说 A 派对。
At first, I said the A side is right.
You're right.
You're right.
那么 B 派说你不要乱讲话啊。
And the B side said, "Don't say this. Don't say anything wildly."
你听一边的话，事情是这样的。
And he says, I should listen, it's just like this.
所以听来听去，我说 A 派对，你们 B 派也对。
And then after I listened a while, I said, well, A is right and B is right too.
A 也对 ，B 也对。
And A is right and B is right too.
这个太太想来想去。
And then the wife was thinking,
怎么可以 A 派对 ，B 也对呢
？How come A and B are both right?
她说你这个乱来。A 如果对就 B 不对，如果 B 对就 A 不对，怎么会两个都对呢
？And then she said, oh, this is too confused. This can't be right. If A is right, then B is wrong. If B is right, A is wrong.
How come both are right?
How can they both be right?
所以他听来听去，他对他太太说：“哎呀，怎么会两个都对
？”And then he's thinking, "Yeah, how come both of them are right?"
他对他太太说：“你也对。
”You're right too.
所以大家对。
Everybody is right.
结果呢，他就没有立场了。
And so he had no basis.
你看见没有呢
？Can you see that?
我们成为神的儿女啊。
As we are in God's children,
we should be strong. 我们不要做胆怯的人。
We should not be a timid person.
你的泛滥的日子若胆怯。
In the days of trouble, if you are timid,
你的力量就微小了
and your strength will be little.
一个胆怯的人
a person who has who is timid,
不要盼望为神做什么
cannot do much for God.
心持两意的人
a person who is of two thoughts,
也不要盼望从神那里得做什么
we cannot expect anything from God.
我们要勇敢
we have to be brave.
我们要忍耐谨守
we are to have compassion and to have steadfastness.
神的恩典就临到我们了。
And God's grace will come upon us.
这个有我们教会呢，从前开了很多很多的布道所。
In our church, we had many many meeting places.
教会正最兴旺的时候发生分裂。
And then at the most, the best time, the time when we had the greatest number, then we had a split.
我1973年来这个美国的时候，一回去的时候，教会已经分裂了。
In 1973, as I came to America and I went back, then there was a split.
那么我说这个对，那个不对。
And I said, this one is right, that one is wrong.
有的人气得不得了，写了一大堆东西攻击我。
And some people are very angry and wrote a lot of things against me.
我不管他。
And then I didn't care.
我侍奉主。
Because I'm serving the Lord.
我们将会继续做工。
And we will continue to serve the Lord.
现在两边都分头发展了。
And so both sides have now extended their work.
有的发展快，有的发展慢。
Some have extended themselves so greater than the others.
那么现在我们那个教会呢，开了这个建了一个礼拜堂，新的礼拜堂。
And so we have now a new church.
这个礼拜堂呢，去年12月的时候。
And then in December, we dedicated the building.
会坐800人。
And so we can see 800 people.
现在单单青年人礼拜天来崇拜的就700多人。
And only just the young people, they come to the service, there are only 700 already.
单单青年崇拜就700多人。
Just in the youth worship service, there are 700 people.
教会一直发展。
And so this church is indeed is extending.
我还没有来前，我对他们说，你们刚刚建堂不到一年，要再扩大了。
And so you've just constructed a building for a year, now we have to expand and build another one.
那我们开了10多间的儿童布道所。
And so we've opened up more than 10 child evangelism places.
50个青年人在布道所里面做工。
There are 50 young people who are serving in all these different places.
有一天呢，一个布道所呢发生事情。
And the first evangelistic meeting place, there was a problem.
这个 evangelistic post 就好了。
Evangelistic post, there was a problem.
那么这个回教徒几百个人来威胁那一个基督徒，说如果你不关掉这个布道所，我们要把你的房子砸烂。
And there were a group of Muslims that came by and they wanted to persecute them and they said they would break up the place.
所以这个基督徒就跑来问教会怎么办呢?
And so this Christian here, he came to the church and said, what do I do now?
这是我住的家。
This is actually my home.
我把客厅借给教会用。
I have used my living room for the church.
现在人家又把我的房子砸烂了。
They want to break down my house.
那怎么办?
What do I do?
那就开执事会。
And so there was a deacon's meeting.
我就讲话。
And so I said,
我说保罗说凡事不怕仇敌的惊吓。
In everything, Paul said, do not be afraid of the enemy.
要证明他们沉沦，我们得救是出于上帝。
To prove that they are, they will go to destruction and we are of the Lord's.
有的这是年纪比较老的，他说，你们年轻的人胆子太大了，我们让步一下吧，主会赐福的。
And so some of the older ones said, the you young people are just too brave. Why will we just compromise for a while and that'll be okay.
我说不行。
And I said, no, that's not
right. 如果你关了第一间，回教徒会鼓动各地的回教徒，10多间都要一个一个关掉。
If you close one, they will go and initiate problems in the other ones, and they'll close all the other ones.
后来我们去请教宗教部。
And so we went to the Ministry of Religion.
这个宗教部是请他们写信，要我们关，我们再考虑。
And if they write a letter, then we will close.
所以我们很客气地对他们，如果你们要我们关掉这个布道，好，请你们正式书面。
If you want us to close, then you have to send us an official letter saying that.
那就回去说好，我们写信叫你关。
And so they said, okay, we will write a letter.
他们就写。
So they wrote letters.
那个信写很长。
A long letter.
写到今天还没有写完。
I wrote it so long that they haven't finished it yet.
所以我们没有收到那封信。
So we still haven't received the letter.
这布道所还在进行。
And that evangelistic post is still there.
你看见什么呢？ 仇敌不像我们所想的那么可怕。
The enemy is not as ferocious as we think.
我们不要怕。
We shouldn't be fearful.
凡事不怕仇敌的惊吓。
We in everything, we should not be afraid of the wiles of the enemy.
刚强壮胆为主工作。
We should be very strong in our work.
还有一个小地方在加里曼丹的南部。
There's a small place in Kalimantan.
有一个土人的牧师。
There was a native preacher.
建了一个礼拜堂。
And they had a church.
建到一半呢，那些当地的回教徒叫政府来招他到这个衙门去。
And so the Muslims there, they had the government come and arrest him.
然后就把他教训了。
And so he was taken to the office.
Was called, not arrested.
He was
被他教训了。 有那个当地的首长对他说，我奉全体人民的命吩咐你停止盖你的礼拜堂。
And so he said, I, on behalf of all, everybody here, I command you to stop this church.
这个传道人怎么样？
And so what did the preacher say?
他说让我祷告。
He said, let me pray.
他祷告完了,
and after he prayed,
他说我奉创造全体人民的上帝的名继续下去。
On behalf of the God of creator of everyone here on this earth, I will continue.
那个首长说,
and the leader said,
上帝更大，你继续下去好了。
He says, well, God is greater, you continue.
奉全体的命，他奉创造全体的上帝的命。
He was speaking on behalf of the people there, but the other preacher was speaking on behalf of the creator of the world.
我们常说我们有信心，有信心。
A lot of times we say, oh, I have faith, I have faith.
等到困难来到，试炼来到，信心瓦解。
And problems and trials come, and then our faith just deteriorates.
主啊，我信是信，不过也怕。
God, I have faith, but I'm fearful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
and dear brothers and sisters,
只要信,
just have faith,
不要怕,
don't be afraid.
大家说,
只要信, 不要怕,
你们常常是只要怕, 不要信,
a lot of times we just are afraid and we don't have any faith.
只要信,
just have faith,
不要怕, 一二三, 只要信, 现在念很大声, 当然嘛, 没有困难。
You can say very loudly here because there's no trial.
等到危险来到,
when there's danger coming, can you do say
that? 只要信, 不要怕, 但是一面怕。
Would you be like that?
有一次, 我们的家呢, 排华的时候,
And at that time, there was a time when they were against the Chinese in the area.
汽车被烧掉,
and our cars were burnt. And motorcycles were burnt.
有一个人在我家里,
there was one person in my home, and he was so fearful.
他说, 唐先生怎么办, 怎么办?
He said, Mr. Tang, what do we do?
我说就是这么办.
Even if you're like that, even you're worried, even very afraid, doesn't help. If we pray and we just give it to God, and if we are to die, we are to die.
困难来到的时候,
when there's a problem that comes,
常发生四件事,
and there are usually four things that happen.
这四件事从来没有帮助,
these four things are, they are not of any help.
你要不要知道什么事?
What, you know what
第一,
they are? One,
惧怕,
we're afraid.
第二,
secondly,
挂虑,
we worry.
第三,
thirdly,
焦急,
we're very anxious.
第四,
fourth,
生气,
we're angry.
你气得要命,
you're so angry. You're so afraid. You're so tense.
You're
worried and anxious about
it.
If you have these emotions, these are only natural emotions, and you are a natural person.
And you're normal.
Normal person.
But a Christian is neither a normal person nor an abnormal person.
But a Christian is not abnormal or normal.
You say, what kind? If we are not normal nor abnormal, so we are what kind of people? We should be supranormal persons. 超常人. 这样呢, 我们就比世人更高一筹了。
And so we are more than the normal person.
今天我先谈到这个地方。
Let me just conclude.
还有一些的拦阻, 我们以后明天晚上再提。
There are some hindrances that we can talk about tomorrow night.
我们低头祷告。
这是信诚, 中国教会。 免费出借和低价出售录音带的侍奉工作，我们的目的是要借着录音带的侍奉来荣耀主耶稣基督的圣名。神把这个负担放在我们心中，要我们借着录音带将神的话以各种不同的方言供给全世界各地华侨的需要。我们热切盼望您能利用录音带来完成以下各项工作。 第一，领人归主，向您家人、亲戚、朋友、邻居传扬主恩惠的福音，使他们都能得着神所赐的喜乐、平安和永生。第二，坚固信徒的信心，使他们在属灵上越发增长成基督的模样。第三，使信徒更加认识神的慈爱和大能，愿意全心依靠他过快乐的基督徒生活。 除此以外，我们更盼望您能在自己教会成立录音带的图书馆，使更多人蒙福。如果有任何需要，请来信和我们联系。通讯地址为 P.O. Box 39455 Cincinnati, Ohio 45239。谢谢您收听我们的录音信息。